Today you're going to hear a great story about citizens, police officers doing heroic deeds. So at this time, I'd like to welcome Chief Brown to the podium, and he will give you a great story today. Thank you.
Well, I still get chill bumps reading this scenario, what happened. Two joggers, Denise McElroy and Mark Sorley, were jogging by and noticed a car swerving on Northwest Highway out of control at a high rate of speed, drove into the lake, into Bachman Lake, about 100 feet from the bank.
We stood there, you know, obviously shocked. What do we do? Denise said she would run down to the local, I guess there's a Whataburger down the street, was going to try and, neither of us had our phones with us, and we stood there. I was watching the truck, actually hoping it would float. It began to sink slowly, and
I didn't get all the way to Whataburger. I saw another runner coming and asked if he had a phone, and he did, and so I called 911 and then turned to run back, and when I got back, the car was sinking. So Mark looked at me and asked me if I could swim, and I said yes. So we took off our shoes and
jumped in.
Trying to get the driver rescued by trying to open the door or break the windows, and weren't able to because of the pressure underwater. Officer Ryan Mayberry, who is a lifeguard and owned the Dallas Police Department's dive team, and Sean Mock, who is not, and is a little bit afraid of water, dove in, took their gun belts off, dove in the water, and swam to the van that was submerged.
So told me and my partner, Mock over here, told him, hey, go ahead and take off your gun belt and your vest and get everything off, because I know being in water and having all this extra gear on, it'll slow you down and it'll tire you out pretty quick. So while we're going out there, try a couple of blows on the passenger side window, but that wasn't working for me. So then I noticed the sunroof on top. So I gave it a couple of hits up there, came open, and then when I looked, you couldn't see him. The gentleman was still submerged underneath. Realized we need to get him to a shore real quick.
Ryan Mayberry and Sean Mock then swam back to the van to make sure there was no one else in the vehicle.
Swimming is not the issue. It's I have a fear of lakes and especially dark water. I didn't even think about it at the time. It wasn't until afterwards when I realized that I just swam twice through this dark lake.
The citizen had a medical issue that caused him to drive into the water and had another medical issue while in the water. And Sergeant Matt Williamson began CPR. The citizen was unconscious and unresponsive. And I'm glad to report that the citizen is doing well. He doesn't remember anything, according to doctors, except that he has a sore chest, Sergeant Williamson, from the CPR. So this is phenomenal, fantastic work.
Well, let's give it up one more time for these officers and citizens.